This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new module of our course, Fiqh of Love. And I know that not everybody is married, and not everybody going to marry soon, and not everyone necessarily would be married. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every one of us be able to stay married. But the reality is, there is people will be single and for a while. They will be single. They might not marry again or not married at all. So that happened. And a lot of people single until they get married, a lot of young people. So this particular module is mainly to those people, but also to those who are married, because it talks about al-afaf. And al-afaf is a very interesting concept. Al-afaf comes from the word affa, which it means protection or purity. Wa'affa ka-kaffa, when you abstain. So it's abstaining from any indecent words or actions. So al-afaf is abstaining from any indecent words, something verbal, or actions that you do. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ طيب. He said, I seek the refuge of Allah from doing anything that is indecent or doing something that it is haram, fahisha, indecency. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا. But let them who find not the means of marriage abstain from sexual relations or abstain from indecency, abstain from zina, fornication. So al-afaf is abstaining from this indecency. It's to basically avoid any type of sexual relationship with opposite gender. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to, but not only the fornication, but also much bigger than that, whatever can lead to fornication. And also abstaining from anything that's indecent verbally. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, among his dua in every day and night, Sahih Muslim, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. Oh Allah, I ask you to guide me. Or guidance, I ask you for guidance. Wa tuqa, to have taqwa, to be God conscious. Wal afaf, al-afaf, which is we talk about here. Yani, Ya Rab, make me among those who always abstain from anything that is indecent. Wal ghina, make me rich, make me self-sufficient, make me not in need of anyone. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفُّهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever seek afaf, Allah will provide it for him. Who seek from Allah to help him to stay and abstain from indecency, Allah will help him. And في البخاري, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who get married, النَّاكِحْ يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ, those who wants to get married. Why? Because they want to protect themselves, to stay pure. Allah promised to help such person. So al-afaf is well-established concept in our religion. And unfortunately, it is a very foreign concept in our society today. Unfortunately, there's millions and billions of dollars are spent on indecency, on making zina easy. I remember in 2000, in one of the billboards, they have this very strange advertising for a company, a designer clothes company. And this designer clothes company, they had a young girl who was wearing very shorts, and at that time, 2000, you know, we still have, we're much better than today, you know. And there were like a whole campaign against this company. It's a very famous company, clothes company. And there were a campaign against them. And their spokesman came out, I remember saying, that we want to teach young girls how to dress sexy. And that line of clothes was for girls who are 10 years old. He wanted to teach 10 years old girls how to dress sexy. In 1990, the US government helped distributing 2 billion condoms in high schools across the country. I mean, how about abstaining? How about staying afif? Not to do haram. You know, in city like New York, they had, you know, an app where you can find a free condoms, just in case if you want to make zina. How easy this became an accessible zina become. Nasallah salamat al-afi. May Allah protect us. I know it's hard. Look at how it became zina and adultery and, you know, and indecency became something, became kind of norm in movies and in TV shows, Netflix, and you name it. You know what will always be there? The story of Yusuf alayhi salam. وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك قال معاذ الله قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. And she, in whose house he was, Yusuf alayhi salam, sought to seduce him. She closed the door and said, come you, come. He said, I seek the refuge of Allah. A'udhu billah, something terrible, something terrifying, something bad. She's a beautiful, powerful woman, offering herself in the absence of everyone. Ma'adha Allah. I will not betray my Lord. I will not cheat my master, who has made good my residence. Indeed, wrongdoers will not succeed. Those who don't care about decency will not succeed. And those who care about al-afaf will succeed. That's why, my brother and sister, this is a very important element. And by the way, it helps to get married. But if somebody doesn't care about it, wallahi, if he married to 100 women, he will still be cheating. Or she married to 100 men, which is... both scenarios are not possible Islamically, but just hypothetically. And she's not having afaf, she will cheat. Many people think that the solution for abstaining from adultery and zina is masturbating. And I just want to say, my position in masturbating is very strong and very clear that this is haram. It's not allowed for men and women. The only scenario that can be acceptable if a husband and wife perform that to each other. But other than that, no. And it's not a solution. If anybody tells you that this is a solution to control your desire, no, it doesn't. The Prophet ﷺ, when a man said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to fornicate, give me an accept. He did not, you know the advice that he gave him? He said, fast. He didn't go, relief yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your private part should be guarded from anything but your wife, your spouse, and your mulk al-yameen, as came in the verse. فَمَنْ ابْتَغَى وَرَى anyone wants beyond that, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. They're transgressors. That's why Shafi'i said this verse is clear evidence that it is haram.